Morning Edition on 88.5. I'm Leah Fleming. Tomorrow, it is all about the hats, the horses, and the bourbon. That's because this weekend is the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby. Whether you're at Churchill Downs Racetrack in Louisville or right here in Atlanta watching on TV, for many people, a mint julep will be the drink of choice. Not only has a mint julep been synonymous with the Derby, but it's also rooted in Southern culture. I wanted to dig into that history, so I ventured out to Parlor. It's a pre-prohibition-style cocktail den in Atlanta's Castleberry Hill neighborhood.
My name is Tiffany Berrier. I am an independent bartender here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. I travel a lot for great cocktail parties. I'm making a mint julep. It's mint julep season, y'all. It's such a historic cocktail, and people resonate it with a few things like the Kentucky Derby that's coming this weekend. So what better time to talk about the mint julep right now? So back then, they didn't have bags of ice. They had a big block of ice. So you're really like chiseling off what you needed. So if you want it crushed, you crushed it. If you wanted a big cube of it, you chipped it. So that was really exciting. Ice was, they didn't have big freezers. So when you got ice, you were doing it. You're doing it big if you had a piece of ice. So I'm just gonna ice the tin. The good stuff, mint from the garden.
From your garden.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful?
It is beautiful, it smells amazing.
Yeah, so you gotta wake mint up by just caressing it. And so back then, on your yard, mint was everywhere. But you bragged about your plantation. You bragged about your help, your slaves, with how big your mint was. The bigger the mint, you knew that you were doing your thing. So when they had visitors, generals, presidents, anyone who came to visit the house, the cocktail that was served instantly from the help was the mint julep. You had the best whiskey. You had the best servers, and you had the best mint. And a lot of those servers were women. I mean, nothing against the black man who was doing it, but he'd been out working in the yard. He may not look the part as always, and this is also silent service. You can't talk. So when you did speak, when they did want someone to speak, it was a woman. Pouring this whiskey over this mint so we can have some fun. The sweet smell of whiskey in the morning.
Okay, so I don't think a lot of people know about this. Bourbon is whiskey?
Yes. Whiskey is the larger umbrella. So I like to explain it, like think of rice. There's rice, but there's different styles of rice. Mm-hmm. So whiskey is the large big boy, but where it's made identifies it as bourbon or scotch, Canadian, Irish, Japanese. So those all are like, there's Irish whiskey. Obviously it comes from Ireland. Mm-hmm. Scotch whiskey coming from Scotland. Bourbon coming from America. People go, I like whiskey, but I like bourbon. And it's like, okay, you just said whiskey twice, but that's okay.
What does it make you think of when you're actually making this mint julep?
Oh man, that's a great question. I feel proud. I feel excited to just pour and create something that I hoped looked or tasted just as good as it did in the late 1800s, early 1900s.
Yeah. Yeah. When I think of a mint julep, I never really thought about our ancestry. I just thought about a drink. I thought about Kentucky Derby, but it goes so much deeper than
so
that.
So much deeper.
It's about us.
It is. We have our finger and our stamp on so many things on this country. And that's coming around almost full circle, that the acknowledgement of it, not only because we're president, not only because we're emancipated, but the fact that people are starting to research more and more and more about the country in general, down to alcohol. Yeah. We were crushing it.
Literally crushing it.
Feeding it. No, it's really, really, really nice. Mm-hmm. It's an honor to see things come full circle and artistry and ancestry come all the way down to the glass.
And then after the history lesson of the mint julep, it was finally time to give it a taste.
Okay, that is delicious. That is grown and sexy. Not very sweet at all. Refreshing.
Would I drink this for breakfast?
Yeah.
score. We're winning.
I'd put a nice omelet, a brunch omelet with this. Yeah, I would. I would drink this.
Tiffany Verrier is an independent bartender in Atlanta, and you can find a recipe to make your own mint julep, as well as see some pictures of our time at Parlor and a video. You can do that by going to gpbnews.org. This is 88.5.